everyone. Thanks for joining us for our Mercy Talk podcast again this week. I am your host, Melanie Carter, and I am the Director of Outreach here at Mercy Ministries. And as we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, our podcasts are going to reflect some of more of the direction that we're taking with bringing freedom to those who are outside of the residential counseling homes that we operate. But as a reminder, you can find more information about Mercy, who we are, what we do, all on our website at mercyministries.com, or you can go to mercytalk.org. Our organization is all about helping people find freedom from life-controlling issues, and not to just find that freedom, but then to be able to daily walk in that place of freedom. And today we are going to be talking just to very specifically to people who work with people who are hurting and struggling. For those of you who are pastors or mentors or youth leaders or women's ministry leaders, this is very, very specific and applicable to you, but really for anyone who has a heart and a desire to work with someone who is hurting or struggling, today's podcast is going to be hopefully very helpful for you. I've shared some in the past, but my history before working here at Mercy was that I was a youth pastor for 6 years, and through those days, I really had a lot of things that I had to learn, sometimes kind of the hard way. I did not have a lot of ministry training or counseling training, and so I just really kind of had to learn things as I went, and one of the things that I had to learn is kind of what our focus is going to be on today. So I'm really, really excited about it, because honestly, it was one of the things that took me the longest to learn. And I think if I had known some of these things before I entered into the youth ministry realm, it might have saved me a little bit of frustration and heartache over those years. But, you know, one of the things that I think I saw whenever I came to Mercy was that was a little bit different than what I had seen before, was that Mercy Ministries was very focused on helping young women who were at a place that they desired help and that they actually wanted help. And so I started thinking, man, maybe that's one of the reasons that they see so much success from their program, is because they seem to be helping the people who are ready for it and who actually want it. And I remembered that through a lot of my years in youth ministry, there were teen girls that I really had a heart for and that I really wanted to help. And I think I had the best of intentions and heart behind that. But I didn't really understand this whole idea of actually making sure that someone is ready to be helped. And so I would kind of try to work with these girls and kind of try to push them into this place and coerce them to this place of freedom when they weren't really maybe ready for that yet and really didn't desire that yet. And so I would sometimes spend years pouring into and just pouring my heart and energy and time into girls who really weren't ready for it. And then I just ended up constantly frustrated and carrying that on me and just feeling like I was failing. And, you know, so it was just something I had to really kind of learn the hard way. And then when I came here to Mercy, I realized, whoa, this is different. They are actually really focused on helping people who want it. And so that was a really eye-opening thing to me. And I realized, oh, I learned that. I just had to learn it the hard way. And so that's kind of one of the things that we're going to be talking about today. And our guest today is one of our staff members, Kelly Fawcett. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Kelly and her husband, Nathan, are the youth pastors at Celebration of Life Church in Hendersonville, Tennessee. They've been married for 6 years this November. And Kelly's been at Mercy for the past 4 years in the intake department. So this is the department that helps those girls who are in the process of trying to enter our program. And she is currently the intake supervisor. So she's helping to oversee that whole application for girls who are applying to our program. And so Kelly has had to really dive into this whole idea of, okay, how do you assess and work with girls and find out, like, are they ready for help? Do they really want freedom? And are they ready to partner with God in that process? And so, Kelly, I can't imagine anybody who'd be better to talk on this topic than you. So I just kind of wanted to, I guess, start off by asking, you know, when you are walking along someone who's kind of on that journey to freedom, what are some of the things that you think are really important to consider when you're kind of determining, like, what is my role in this process?
Yeah, great question. I think, let me start off by saying that it really is important, you know, when you're walking along somebody who's hurting, just to keep in mind that I am not the fixer. Mm-hmm. God is the fixer. And for me, initially, when I was first starting off in leadership and in ministry, that was really hard for me. And I didn't realize it. I had been working alongside a mentor, and she finally looked at me one day and said, before you do this thing, kind of here you go. And she slid this book, and basically it was focused on managing the fixer in you. Mm. And I argued, I'm not a fixer. I know that God's the fixer. Knowing that and understanding that are two different things. Knowing in my head that I can't fix this, but God can, is one thing. Really understanding that and applying that is another. Mm. And so I think we have to be mindful that it's not our job to fix. Mm. I can advocate. I can encourage. I can be your cheerleader. I can meet you where you're at, but I can't fix you. And that's not my job. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that was a learning experience. I was burnt a couple of times by people who I thought I could fix and would say, well, they were just, that was awful. I invested so much and I did this and I did this. And then I started looking at it and thinking, yeah, because you made that about you. It's not about you. You're not the fixer. Mm-hmm. It's about where they're at and meeting them in that place, and determining how can I help? What do they need?
That's really good. I remember not too long ago hearing someone just talking to a group of leaders and just saying, you are not Jesus. As great as you are not Jesus. Right. That seat is already taken. So if their hope is only in you, then they need another savior. And, you know, that was something that I think, again, it's almost like that makes a lot of sense. But man, when you're walking through it, it can be really hard to sometimes draw that line. And one of the things that we have, you know, been kind of trying to encourage people with here as we're reaching out to people who are working with people who are hurting and struggling is just to say you cannot want healing and freedom for them more than they want it for themselves.
Absolutely.
It's not going to work.
That's right.
So they have to come to that place. And sometimes that's really, really hard to surrender that and to say, Lord, I'm going to let you work on their heart and let you bring them to that place, and then I'll be able to walk in and partner in this whole process. And so, you know, what based off of your experience, especially through all of the different girls that you've seen come through our application process, what do you think are some major factors to consider when assessing is someone actually ready for help right now?
Right, right. I think the first thing is, you know, are they at a place where they're willing to admit that they have a problem, mm-hmm. and are they identifying the correct problem? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. A lot of times I think that it's easier to point fingers at other people and to say that this is my problem based off of something that's happened, when really they need to identify the true issue and say, I realize I have this issue, but I'm ready to surrender it. And yeah. That's a different thing, because I can know all day that I have a problem with anger, but until I'm ready to surrender that, I'm still going to be angry. Mm-hmm. And so just making sure that there's a willingness to identify the problem and then to surrender that. I think that that's super, super important. You know, and then the other thing you have to look at, are they willing to accept a solution? So many times in working with the girls in the application process, when we suggest some things that they could choose differently or that they could change, it's a reason why that won't work. That won't work. And then you name something else and that won't work. And that won't work. And so it's, are you willing to accept a solution to the problem? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when they're not willing to accept that solution, that's a good sign that they're not ready to surrender the problem. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those are really important things to look at. And another thing is something that you pointed out. Are they willing to invest more than what you are investing mm-hmm. to see that change in their life? And so part of it is saying, okay, this is where they're at. I'm going to meet them there. I'm not going to get ahead of them. I'm going to wait for them to get to the point where they're ready to invest the time that it takes to get the results that they're looking for.
That's really good. Yeah, that's really good. You know, I think that one of the things that can be really difficult, and I know that I dealt with quite a bit whenever I was working at the church, was that I would have a girl who I just, you know, loved so much and wanted to help so much, but I knew, you know, maybe like just at the core of me, I knew, like, I don't think she's ready for this, but I want it so badly for her. And so I'm going to try to push her into that place. I'm going to try to convince her, like, she needs help. She needs help. She's not walking in freedom. And so I would try all these different tactics to try to somehow coerce her to that place. And it didn't work. And so I think if someone had told me, you know what, I don't think that she's ready for help. Like, I don't know that until she's to that place that you're going to be able to help her. If someone had told me that, that would have made sense to me. However, I'm still in her life. She's still around. I'm still around her. I see her on a weekly basis at least, you know? And so I want to be able to love her. I'm not going to say, well, since you don't want help, I don't want a relationship with you at all. Like, I'm just going to cut you off. Right. You know, I'm only going to be friends with someone who I can actually help, you know? And so how to actually navigate that relationship when I'm like, okay, I know she's not ready for help, but I still want to love her and I still want to be in her life. So what would you say to someone who's in that place, who's got somebody in their life who needs help, but they aren't ready to partner with God to find help and to find that freedom? What is your role then? Like, how do you still love them when they're in that place? What is your suggestion there?
Right. And that's a great question. You know, and I think it's important that you pointed out so many times, especially if we've been in that position before and been burnt or been hurt, then it's nature to back off and to say, well, if you don't want my help, then I won't help.
Right.
And a lot of times what people are saying when that happens is not that they don't want help. It's that they're not ready. And so it's realizing, okay, if they're not ready, my role now is to, number one, cover them in prayer. Prayer changes things. It does. And that sounds so cliche, but absolutely the times in my life when I have been at that place to watch what prayer does in that situation, it's just blown my mind. And so number one, it's to pray for that person. Number two, it's to come alongside them and meet them where they're at. I know I've said that before, but it is so important to realize I can't get ahead of you. I can't want this more than you do. And so just meeting them in that place, where they are, and being willing to realize I don't understand where you're at. And so it's a lot easier for me to say what you ought to be ready to do and what you ought to do if I've not been there before. Mm-hmm. And so just remembering, you know, to wait on them to get there, and while they're there, to pray them through that, to encourage them, to be their advocate, to cheer them on. Because if they're in that place, there's a lot of other people who have given up on them. And just them seeing you being willing to stand there and to say, I'm going to continue walking this out with you, just it speaks so loudly. It speaks volumes. And so, you know, I just think that that's super important. And another thing that helped me to realize, you know, how important that balance is that I've been in situations like you mentioned where a girl might not be ready, and I invest a lot of time because I really want her to be ready. But then, you know, on the back end of that, looking back at all the girls that I missed that needed help and were ready for it because I was so invested in this one person. And so it kind of helps me too when I'm in that situation to be mindful that she might not be ready, but there are three others who are. And so let me invest what I can in them and what they'll allow me to invest.
Right. Absolutely. I love so much that you brought that piece of prayer into this, because I know that there have been times that I've had to actually remind myself that as much as I love and care for this person, I know that Jesus' heart is even bigger and greater, and he desires their freedom more than I ever will. And so he's not going to just drop them, and I'm going to pray and pray that they will be brought into that place of just an awareness of their need and an awareness of just the bondage that they might be in, and just knowing that I'm not the only person who cares about them.
Right.
That God, his heart is even bigger for them than mine could ever be. And so knowing that as I am praying those things, I am praying within his will for them, and that's what he desires for them as well. And so just knowing that is not a prayer that is not going to be heard. And so, you know, I just think that's a huge piece of it. And it is hard to surrender, because there is that part of us that wants to control that process.
Absolutely.
And so it's just really sometimes very difficult to surrender, but to just keep reminding yourself that Jesus cares for them and loves them and wants their freedom more than you ever even could yourself.
Right.
So I think that's awesome that you brought that piece in, and extremely important, because it doesn't mean that your role in their life is nothing.
Right.
To be a prayer warrior for them is the most powerful thing that you can be. So I'm really glad that you brought that piece in. So, you know, I just, I think that this is a really, really important message that I don't know I was ever told at any point in time whenever I was working with people. And so I think that it's a unique thing that Mercy has to offer, because I think Mercy walks this out on a daily basis. You know, they're assessing as these girls are applying into the program, are they ready to partner with God? Are they ready to put in, because it's work. It's not an easy thing. And so are they ready for that? And if they're not, it's not that we're just going to drop you and we're just going to say, well, too bad, so sad. You know, like, we're still here for you. We're going to be praying for you. And when God brings you to that place, just know that we are here.
Right.
And so it's not that we just are shunning those people and saying, well, you know, we can't do anything for you, but to be able to be patient and to let them, God work on their heart to bring them to that place.
For sure.
And so. This, the things too that God reveals to you about helping that person. It's not just about God molding their heart, but maybe God wants to teach you about another way to maybe approach a situation or show you things that you know, maybe that person's not aware of yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not at that point. And so you can use that time to pray, not only God intercede, you know, on their behalf, but mine too. Show me what you want to show me through this. Show me what might be able to help.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today. We are, you know, as we've mentioned some in our previous shows, you know, we are really trying to take some of the things and the principles that we use here at Mercy and be able to pass those on to people outside of our ministry and pass those on to people outside of our walls. And so, you know, it's things like this that we really feel very passionate about sharing with people outside of Mercy who are helping people. And so, you know, things like this and many other things are going to be part of a lot of the trainings and things that we are offering through our outreach efforts here at Mercy. And so, as I've said in the past, you know, if you are interested in staying connected with us and just getting monthly updates on the resources and the tools and the trainings that are coming through Mercy, just send us an email at mercytalk@mercyministries.com and just let us know, you know, I want to be part of these trainings and these resources that you guys are getting out. And, you know, we will definitely add you to that list. It's things just like we talked about today that, you know, we are wanting to pass on to people. And so, you know, if you are interested in being kept in the loop on kind of what all is coming out from here, then please let us know. Kelly, we just want to thank you so much again for joining us today. It was great to have you on the show.
Thanks so much. I enjoyed it.
And we want to invite our listeners to join us again next week when our guest will be Jen Otero, who is our transitional care manager here at Mercy. And we are going to be discussing just the topic of understanding the source of people's pain. So just a very needed and helpful topic for us to explore together. So we hope that you will join us then.